create enriching experiences beyond the classroom through ACSI Student Leadership and Learning with Emily Piget.
Well, welcome to the Student Leadership and Learning Podcast, where we link arms together to impact, influence, and equip today's students to lead with intentionality and purpose. Well, I am your host, Emily Piget, and as always, it is my prayer, my hope, that as we journey together, as we learn together, we will reaffirm our why. Why do we choose to spend our days investing in students, especially today, when it gets increasingly more difficult as time goes on? Well, we are coming to the close of a three-part series on the impact of an educator and how that impact, how it looks in the lives of our students. So if you haven't caught the first two episodes, make sure to check those out. But today, it's all about the difference an educator can make in the lives of students. I say it in every episode, and I mean it every time. What you do matters. Every moment, every day, you are a difference maker as an educator in the classroom, and our students are worth it. So let's dive in. Let's unpack the third part of our series, an educator's difference. Now, you have the power as an educator to do what few other people in students' lives can do. You can build authentic relationships. Now, relationships, they take time. And that is something that we as educators, we have plenty of when it comes to face-to-face moments with our students. You know, statistically, educators spend more time with their students than almost any other influence group. Now, think about that for a second. Of all the influence groups that are out there vying for our students' attention, we as educators have the most face-to-face time other than parents. Now, also according to research recently completed by Barna, students have indicated that they desire to learn about Jesus through relationships with those they trust. So in other words, they are looking to us, those that they spend a lot of time with, face-to-face moments, those that are building relationships with them, they are looking to us to understand and to learn more about Jesus. See, they understand that relationships are vital to their ability to navigate this confusing culture. And that sounds like the perfect role for a Christian educator. But relationship building, it's messy and challenging, and it takes so much precious time. And most people really aren't that good at it. Why? Because it takes us being vulnerable. And that, my incredible friends, scares most people, but not we educators. So let's take a look at some things that are required of us to be an educator that makes a difference. An educator who develops relational equity with their students that positions them to a level of trust. Now, before you think, okay, I've heard about relationship building before, I can anticipate what you're going to say, Emily. Actually, I hope that you can't, because I'm going to come at this from three very unique ways to build relationships. Why? Because what has always been and what we've always done won't necessarily work with today's students. So we have to change our strategy and we have to change our approach. So I hope that today I'll bring you three different perspectives of ways that you can build relationships with your students. The first of which is point of view. Now, you see it all over social media, POV, and then students will list something. See, here's the reality. They want people to understand their point of view. So let's get after it. Henry Ford actually said this about the fine art of human relationships. He said, if there is any one secret, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from that person's angle as well as from your own. Incredibly fitting words, even far back when Henry Ford would have said that. So have you ever been looking for something maybe on the ground or around or in your purse or in your desk drawer only to have someone come along and quickly find what you weren't able to? I bet it had something to do with the point of view from which they came. You see, if we are to build relationships with our students, relationships that will enable us to make a difference in their lives, we have to position ourselves to understand their point of view. It also requires us to look at things from a little bit of a different perspective. So how? proximity, stillness, and attentiveness. You see, when Jesus was mentoring his disciples and developing relationships with them, he used those three things, and it was powerful in relationship building. So if it worked for them, it can work for us. So let's unpack that proximity. Jesus spent time with his disciples outside of ministry moments. He cooked for them. He washed their feet. He ate with them. He cheered them on and he rebuked them when he needed to. He couldn't do any of that without proximity. The next one is stillness. Oh, it's so hard. This one's so hard to do in our fast-paced culture. But I love reading through how Jesus taught about stillness. So think about the Mary Martha scene that we are all so very familiar with, where Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion." What was he referring to? Stillness at the feet of Jesus. And attentiveness. Jesus was attentive to his disciples. He knew their struggles. He knew their successes. He prayed for them. He coached them and he encouraged them. You see, Jesus modeled this beautifully for us. He came into this world to seek and save that which was lost. And to do that, he had to help people see that he understood. Even as the Son of God, he understood their point of view. You know, as a former high school principal, I spent many hours trying to understand my students. I wanted to develop strong relationships. And I learned early on, in order to do that, I had to understand their point of view. Now, to do that, I had to be where they were in their lives, wholly and completely. And I remember one time, I don't know why it stuck out to me, but there was one time that we were all at a basketball game and it was a regional championship game. So you can imagine the fervor in the gym. And we had a huge student section. We were so, so excited to be here where we hadn't been as a school before. And I was always at the games, of course, but oftentimes I would either be standing off to the side or up a little bit higher in the stands. But this game, I was standing a little bit closer to the student section than normal. And I happened to look over at the students. And I thought, wow, I wonder what the game would look like from their point of view. I had a great relationship with them, as I said. So what I did next, it didn't faze them. I walked right in the middle of the student section. I just jumped right there. And now I was in the middle of the loudest, most energetic, most enthusiastic section in the entire gym. I could feel their excitement. I could feel their stress. I could feel their anxiety when the score became close. I could feel and hear, sometimes a little too clearly, their frustration when calls didn't go as they thought they should. In other words, I could see the game from their point of view. Now, a photographer happened to capture that shot of me. I actually sat down at one point in time and I'm sitting on the ground cross-legged and I am surrounded by students because a main play just had happened and they are all in midair jumping and clapping. And I am sitting in the midst of them with the biggest grin on my face. And it was a look of awe, intrigue, and understanding. And this now sits on my desk to remind me that the point of view from which we understand things truly does matter. Can you imagine the difference we as educators can make in the lives of our students if we understood their point of view and showed them through proximity, stillness, and attentiveness what authentic relationships look like? Powerful, powerful. Now, the second thing that is required of us to be an educator that makes a difference, an educator who develops relational equity with their students, that positions them to a level of influential trust, is intentional and impactful praise. I don't know if you saw that one coming, but think about it. I'm not talking about telling a student, "Good job, well done, way to go." No, I'm talking about the ability to provide students with intentional praise when they have done something meaningful. And you'll only see those moments when you are looking from their point of view. So let me give you some examples of what I mean and what can happen as a result. So in the 19th century, there was a young man and he aspired to be a writer like many of our students do, but the whole world seemed to be stacked against him. He attended school for only about 4 years. His father was in jail, no mother in sight, and he was in a constant state of poverty, hunger, and despair. Now, he finally did land a job, and his first job was pasting labels on the bottles. However, even in the midst of that job, he still aspired to write. Now, because of his circumstances, as you can imagine, and so many of our students can relate to this, he had so little belief in himself that when he did finally craft his first manuscript, his first masterpiece, he mailed it in the middle of the night so no one would see him and laugh at him. Each manuscript that he mailed was refused time and time again. And then one was accepted. He barely received any payment for it at all, but what fueled him was the praise he received. Don't miss that part. One editor had given him recognition and praise. Forget the money, it wasn't enough anyway, but that recognition and praise changed the trajectory of his life. The praise from this editor gave him the courage to continue and fueled his tenacity and resolve. And instead of continuing to spend his days pasting labels on bottles, he continued to write. You probably have heard of him. His name is Charles Dickens. Can you imagine the impact we can have on our students' lives just through praise? See, as an educator, we have the ability to daily inspire and encourage just our students through intentional and impactful praise. And in doing so, we help them see their God-given abilities and talents that lie within them because we have a good point of view. And when we help them see that, we develop authentic relationships. See, Dale Carnegie says it this way: praise the slightest improvement and praise every improvement. Be hearty in your approbation and lavish in your praise. The third thing that is required of us to be an educator that makes a difference and an educator who develops relational equity and fosters the ability for intentional trust is ask your students thought-provoking questions. How are you? Fine. How was your day? Great. Did you learn anything new? Not really. What's for dinner? Steak and potatoes. You see, that's how many questions go. And that's how students' question and answer time goes with their parents. And that's how sometimes it goes with their students, even in their online chat rooms. Shallow, superficial. But let's take a look at the type of questions Jesus asked as he was working to build his relationships. All right, here we go. Matthew 5:46. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Matthew 6:27. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Matthew 7:13. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own? Matthew 9:28. Do you believe I am able to do this? You see, even if I stop right there, none of those questions are superficial. None of them are shallow. All of them require relational equity, looking at things from a point of view in order to be impactful. Continuing on, Matthew 14:31, why do you doubt? Matthew 20:32, what do you want me to do for you? Can you imagine if you ask that of your students? What is it that you, what do you need? What do you want me to do for you? Mark 2:8, why are you thinking these things? Mark 4:40, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Luke 8:25, where is your faith? See, when we take the time to ask intentional questions of our students, it shows them we are interested in their lives, beyond simple academics. We have to let them know that. And then it helps them to see that we care about their point of view and their life circumstances. It also gives us the ability to shoulder their burdens, to pray for them, to love them. It shows them we care about the things that matter to them. If you want to develop relational equity with your students, care about the things that matter to them. Shoulder their burdens. Stop in the middle of the hallway. Just stop in the middle of the hallway. Put your arms around them and pray for them. That is what changes students' lives. So if we want to be educators who make a difference in the lives of our students, we're going to work to see things from their point of view. We're going to provide intentional and impactful praise, and we're going to ask thoughtful questions. You see, when we do these things, when we develop intentional relationships with our students, that's going to provide the opportunity to build student leaders who will, according to Ephesians 4:14, no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Isn't that our hope? Isn't that our prayer? That we will equip students to stand firm in this cultural world with a fully developed biblical worldview, understanding the truth in God's word and understanding that people truly do care about them, that will be there for them no matter what. That is an educator's difference. You see, what you do matters every moment. Every day. You are a difference maker and your students are worth it. We'll see you next time.
Student Leadership and Learning is a presentation of the Association of Christian Schools International. Create enriching experiences beyond the classroom by visiting acsi.org/student leadership.